keeping the hot side hot and the cool side cool. This is The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour, show about things fun and interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
I love gold! We're going to be hanging out with you for a while, feeling it out. We don't have a set time frame. We just like to hang out and talk about some beer stuff, beer culture things, and our listeners. We got a great group of listeners, Perfect Pour family of listeners. They call in, let us know something interesting worth discussing on the show, and they even record their own shows. So we got that coming up. We got beers to look out for coming up, and some culture and things like that, and drinking beers. Even though we are all in our remote studios, we still managing to get
beers.
We're
all here.
Oh, we're all here.
Look at the backgrounds. We're all here.
Nick put his background the Dorktown studio, so to make it look like he's there. I can't see Matt's, like, the damn camera setup on my Skype here is all kablooey, so now I can't really see what's going on.
I don't know how to use this thing.
I don't know how to use this thing. Ma, come in here, Ma. They're messing me up on the Skype. Oh, now Matt has a background as well as the door. They all three have my background, my literal background. They all three have it there. So I don't know how that's working out. I need to take a picture of your guys' natural background that I look at if you're in the studio, and then it would look good.
And then that would feel more appropriate.
My brain would be tricked into thinking you're in the room.
The brother has two microphones. Make sure you're talking into both evenly, because
the background picture has a different microphone setup. Oh, maybe that picture will show up somewhere. So sorry, podcast listener.
Bigger.
But we're here. I had a beer before. That's a tailgate beer. It's a Dust Bowl. I had a Dust Bowl. Friends from Dust Bowl. This wasn't even given to me. I actually paid money for this.
What?
A 30-30s pale ale. I think it's a solid pale. And had a very fresh six-pack at the Save Marts. So I said, I will take this. Thank you. Pales are good beers.
And pales
I don't
are good.
Know what you got. What did you have before the show, Nick? What did you start drinking with? A tailgate.
The Riley's Impeccable Mexican Lager Cerveza.
Whoa. That one's out of left field.
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, Riley's had a 12-ounce can?
Yeah, 12-ounce cans. Good. Looks like kind of sweet.
Looks like old paper.
Yes. Oh, it feels like old paper.
Pirate paper.
Oh, yeah, it's got the Mayan calendar symbol on the label.
Matt, what are you drinking now? Are you drinking something now? Did you drink something earlier?
Right now, I'm drinking General Sherman IPA. It's my go-to. I've been trying to be like, oh, I like this beer. I like that beer. And I'm just like, or I just like drinking Sherman. So that's what I've been drinking. Before the show, I decided to, I would say celebrate, but in reality, it's just finished the other half of my barrel-aged 2017 Vanilla Midnight Lightning that I had in the fridge, just because, you know, it wasn't getting any fresher. So
wait, you celebrated with having a Midnight Lightning, or you finished your Midnight Lightning and then had a celebratory beer of like, whew, finished my Midnight Lightning, guys.
Made it.
The guy opened me up a beer.
The first part where I was like, I made it through the day.
I did it. The day. This is, we all have to cheers ourselves at the end of each day, making it through another one. Like, we did it.
It's that little Facebook. It's all marked myself safe, but it's like from today.
Yep.
From today.
Mark myself safe from the day. All right. So now we're all up to date. We're drinking.
Yeah.
Having a good time.
I just opened my slice.
Oh, that's what the other beer that was open? What's this
my
one?
My first show beer is a nuclear green matter. Triple IPA from Slice that the brother dropped off from Wazoo, I guess.
Yep.
Wazoo Corvette.
Wazoo hooked it up. He donated enough to give us each three beers. So
look at that, dude. Yeah. Amazing.
Simcoe and Strata are my hops I am enjoying right now.
Oh. Yeah, I was like, I don't think the brothers ever had a slice all to himself.
Oh, I did. I had a slice crowler.
Oh, okay. Okay. I take it back. Put it back in the can. I'll come pick it up.
I won't edit it out.
Gross. I am drinking a narwhal.
Narwhal. Mm. Jeez, how many beers you got going on over there?
Seven.
Only seven. Whoops.
Culture.
There it is. Oh, Nick.
Huh?
Seen any culture stuff lately we're talking about?
Yeah, some jets flew over the air.
Yeah, I get that fly. California, if you got the flyover from the our National Guard this week, you're welcome. We get that. I'm underneath the airport and traffic. Flight path. Thank you. And so I get to see the National Guard jets every day. I get my own personal air show every day. We get
if you're on the phone on Saturday around noon. You got to go. And so I was like, hold on. So yeah, I was cutting the lawn, and then
do they still have loudspeakers? They're like, put on pants.
Yes, the F-15 pilots have time to look down, see what I'm doing in my backyard. No pants. Get on their PA.
Sorry, you're gonna have to put some pants on. This is America. I like to see that here.
We like freedom, but
yeah, we like freedom, but this is a little too far. This is not what the forefathers thought about when we're talking about freedom.
We don't want to see your Arkansas.
I know you're from Arkansas, but come on, man. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah. So culture. Are you guys going to participate in Untappd's virtual Festival of Beer?
Festival of Lights.
Even though I did know it existed, now I do not excited.
What's the information on this? What's going to happen? What do I get to watch?
You get to watch a panel of brewmasters who will guide two live tasting sessions on June 13th and 14th. Mm-hmm. And so I guess you buy the ticket, and I guess apparently the ticket is really just you buying beers for them to send you. And then you probably get some secret password to log in and watch other people drink beers and tell you what you should be thinking. I mean, drinking.
Yeah, that's kind of like that mobile beer festival that goes around is doing what switched to virtual like that, where they'll send you a package of beer and you open it at the same time as everyone else. And it's a thing, I guess. It's something.
It must be making money if they keep trying to do it.
Right.
I think I'd rather do a Zoom, like the Friday night happy hours that the Perfect Pour listeners have put together, and drink my own damn beer.
Yeah, right? I don't think I want to watch strangers drink beer.
Yeah. It's got to feel like you watching MTV Spring Break during Spring Break and wishing.
You're in your house and your chair. There's some live cam of Daytona Beach. Like, yeah. Right. Woo!
This is fun.
I'm having fun. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about these virtual festivals. I guess I'd have to try it once just to see, but I don't need to be involved that much, or I'm like so desperate to be involved in things where I got to go to a virtual festival. But if it's fun for you, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like paying money to listen to a podcast. That's
I know. Like, why would somebody do that? It's crazy. Like $5.
Like $5.
You can get partial Netflix for that.
Half a Spotify account. Local brewery House of Pendragon has decided to repackage beer in 22-ounce bombers.
Wow. Bringing back the bombers.
Bringing back the bombers. How you like that? You guys excited about this? You guys want a Lancelot bomber?
Bombers are back. I'll take it.
Because Lancelot it's screen printed, yes.
Oh, it is the pretty label. Very pretty.
Did they change their label?
I don't know what the original one looked like. Oh. This looks very Stone Brewing label.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's different for them then.
Yeah. Oh, no, I guess it's similar to what they usually do. But it's just pretty green instead of their black and red that they use in their crowlers. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got the triple burp, sorry.
Hey, whatever, I'll get hot beer in whatever format they want to throw at me. I need to go up there. That's one of the few ones I haven't visited since the outbreak.
Visited?
And, you know, picked up beer from.
Visited.
But I don't go up there very often anyway, just because it's in the Taint District. But. But I
have to ask you over there.
I need to go over there. Yeah. Maybe I can talk to Reggie from across a car length away or something.
There you go.
Reggie and Bells are both live around there in the Taint District. So
fancy. The fancy.
They did like a collab with like a new, there's a new brewer coming up in Clovis area that Reggie knows, these two guys. I think they're the ones that used to be at Full Circle at one point. And
Crow and Wolf.
Yes, there it is. That's the new brewery coming up.
Spencer Andrews and Brad Gaines. Yes, they. Brad also worked at Pendragon and Full Circle, and Spencer worked at Tioga and Full Circle.
Wow. Are they opening up like a physical location? Aren't they or?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Full bore. They're going to be tap room and fancy drinks and everything. Fancy warehouse drinks. From the ground up.
Nice. That's good for Clovis. It's good for them.
That's good for them.
I saw South of Shaw to stay here in local beer talk. South of Shaw looks like they're coming along.
Mm-hmm.
Be opening up pretty soon. When you can open another
downtown brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what did I do? I lost it.
What's happening there?
I lost my article. Okay. Oh, that was just about bombers. Okay.
Bombers, cool. Still cool.
Oh, bombers, what?
Everything's cool in the pandemic.
Bombers disappeared? Ooh, just like your article. Ooh.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Wow. As quickly as my window browser closed, so did the bombers. Mikey, if you don't have this, Russian River released the Younger Release Economic Impact Report.
Oh, I haven't seen that. No.
Okay. They're estimating the release of Younger had a $5.1 million influence on the Santa Rosa County. This is tourism combined with hotel and flights. Mm-hmm. And then they also go into average beer sales per visitor.
Right.
And they got, if I'm reading this right, they hit every state but three in the U.S., as well as 14 countries internationally, visitors to the brewery itself.
Mm-hmm. Dang. The younger man still cranking out the Santa Rosa mm-hmm. needs that younger.
Yeah.
I imagine, like, I would think Russian River can pretty much, whatever they need, the city's got to jump, like, jump at it. Like, yes, yes. Permit? Yep, permitted. Mm. Yeah, we're thinking permitted. Of maybe building a, yep, permitted. We got it. Here it is. Oh, cool.
Cool. Thank you.
Them and Guy Fieri own that town.
What? Oh, he does.
Yeah, that's Guy Fieri's town. He lives up there. He's got a restaurant there. He lives there.
Next to Sammy Hagar?
Next to Sammy. Sammy's Marin, bro.
Oh, sorry.
It's close by, though. It's close by.
Okay. What about James Hetfield?
He's in Marin as well. I think three of four Metallicas live in Marin.
So it's just Benj Clark and Guy Fieri hanging out at the BevMo parking lot.
Benj and Guy.
I'm out here orders. At Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives here with my good friend Benj.
Hey, guy.
Wow, listen to that voice.
Guy I don't know things that Benj Clark says, so I can't do an impression of him.
Dude. We make fun of Guy Fieri, but he's actually a pretty cool dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Ooh, Matt got a haircut. I mean, maybe. You're not supposed to get haircuts right now.
Did I? No. It's the same hair.
Mm. Just better done.
Look what I got. Wazoo Corvette. He donated me a 19.2 ounce Hoptologist.
Oh, shit.
What's that about?
I know.
I wanted to give you guys beers that you hadn't heard of before and stuff. So I was like, wow. I'll take one for the team and drink the Hoptologist.
Oh, my new beers. Oh, well, fine. I'm going to open a beer.
Ooh, guys. Please be a barley wine. Please be a barley wine.
I love gold. Also from Wazoo Corvette. Double Goat, double IPA from Amador Brewing up there in Plymouth, California. Yeah, it's a double IPA and it's an embalmer.
Ooh, yeah. Wow.
Bombers are the new cool thing, guys. Get with it.
Bombers are back. Thanks, quarantine.
Last week, I drank a whole Crowler triple. Was that last week? I think so. Now I'm drinking a double bomber. What do you know?
If there's two things what I learned in quarantine.
A Jedi.
It's the bombers are back, and Bigfoot's name is Daryl.
What did you call Bigfoot? My name's Daryl.
My name's Daryl.
Was there, was that the culture?
One more quick one. Right. I don't know if this is a thing or if this is a one-time thing, but Weldworks is in Fresno.
Hmm. Where at?
Get your own juicy bits.
Where they at?
At the, how did Matt say it last week? Insert street and gas station.
Maroa.
Maroa Shell.
Wow. It's Colorado.
Yeah. We got our own juicy bits.
Yeah. Colin Janine. Look at us. We're cool.
It's a sign of the times. It's like not even our just every California brewery shipping. Certain breweries are like, yeah, we'll go to California. We'll go to California. That's cool.
No, we've got enough beer. No, we're sending it. You're going to buy it. I know. Don't do it, though. I can't buy you. Can't buy everybody.
We got Russian River now. We're good.
We get all the Russian River we want now. Can't even keep up with my local brewers anymore. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get anything shipped from out of Fresno for a while because I need to just catch up on my Fresno guys, you know?
Nice. Yep.
payday. It's payday today, Friday here. So
woo-hoo,
I gotta
Friday.
I have to go down to Tioga and Zach's or Pine and Palm or Pendragon. Something.
Don't forget some Grayview.
Where can I? Is the Grayview over there at the 411?
Yep. They've been opening up on weekends. So if you come down for some Tioga or Zach's, you should try to swing over there for some Crowlers.
Crowlers. Oh, gosh. See? I don't have any money for you San Diego Brewers. Santa Rosa Brewers.
I'm done with you.
I got to do it in Fresno. Madera Ranchos guy, they're opening up a tap room in Madera Ranchos proper. They've been operating out of his driveway. Sun's Brewing something. He's just been doing it out of his driveway every weekend.
Yeah.
Because Madera, man, there's no rules in Madera County. Do whatever the hell you want.
No rules.
But now they're going legit and opening up there at the... And that's where that liquor store is that has all the good beer right there in that same shopping center. So you can stock up.
Nice.
And the pizza place across the street usually has a couple of decent handles too. So it's time for a Rancho visit, man.
Ranchos.
Rancho diner is. I don't know if you guys ever go to Madera Ranchos, but
once a year.
We do a once a year trip, guys. Let's go to Ranchos. Woo!
Let's go to the Ranchos.
Yeah, but right there. They're opening up there.
All right. I like it.
More local talk. Yeah. I'm from Colorado. I love it when you talk about random Fresno breweries and streets.
Do they still have Percos or did that one close?
They don't have, they've never had Percos in Madera Ranchos. They have Percos in Madera proper.
Oh, you're thinking of Black Bear Diner.
No.
Black Bear's in Madera too.
On Cleveland.
Yes. Cleveland. Matt's correct. By the Walmart. Walmart. It's still there. I think it's still Percos. No, it's not Percos. Is it?
We just broke Mikey.
Yep. He's lost his land.
Next to the Chevron.
Yep.
Don't test me on Madera trivia, bro.
That was the Chevron everybody pulled their Volkswagen into to make sure it could make it back home.
Let's everyone go over there.
I need the air for the tires. Gas.
I got to get this thing 20 miles. See if I can make it 20 miles.
2 gallons of gas and 6 gallons of oil, please.
I once drove a Karmann Ghia back from Madera. It didn't really have brakes, didn't really have a radio, but we made it work.
Oh, yeah.
I drove my 69.
Six times the horsepower it needed and no brakes. What could possibly go wrong?
I drove my 69 Mustang in over the grapevine in second gear one time. So, because my transmission was like shot and all I could keep it in was second gear. And so I just stayed in the truck lane with the trucks going.
Go around. Yeah.
It's like okay. 18 years old, barely knew how to drive, driving up the grapevine in second gear in my Mustang.
Yeah. This is the best idea I've ever had in my life.
All by myself. I don't know why my parents let me out of the house.
Everybody's flipped me off. That's just how they say hello here.
Well, these LA people sure are friendly.
Am I in Hollywood?
That's all you got, Nick? Or
That's me. I'm done. Right.
Matt, what do you have over there?
Do-do-do-do-do. Craft beer news.
Craft beer news.
PBR has stopped dragging their feet, and they said that they're going to take over the Molson Coors. And
screw it. Let's do it. Let's take it over.
In the Irwindales.
Oh, nice.
So maybe we'll start seeing PBR cans saying brewed in California.
California. That'd be so hip.
So they... the article kind of goes back and forth. They said it's not the first time that Molson's kind of screwed them over, but they were able to come to a deal. One little part of the article, they mentioned that Molson Coors had shuttered their Eden, North Carolina facility. And PBR offered to buy it for $100 million. Mm-hmm. Molson countered for $750
million. Jeez.
And then when they declined, Molson Coors ended up selling the brewery for $2.7 million in 2018. So... whoops.
Wow. Oops.
Could have had 100. They made 2.75. So I think they learned from that and just basically said that, let PBR have this one. So PBR is coming to California, folks.
Yeah, right. Will make no difference to me, but
first brewery tour I'm going to go on when things open up.
I can confirm that my coworker Bert, which some of you may know, he did tour the Coors factory when he was in Colorado for some work, quotations, work.
Wow, related silver bullety.
And he said it was worth it, so he would recommend. So,
do you get a free Coors Light at the end of it?
No.
I'll go for a can.
It'll be the best Coors.
So fresh.
And then on a sadder note, one of the biggest beverage wholesalers has announced that they have given an unannounced amount of their employees furloughed, basically. Yeah. Which is the Reyes Beverage Company, or Beverage Wholesalers, whichever you want to call them. Sorry, Beer Division.
Beer Division?
But basically, they just said, you know, with this whole COVID thing and with on-premise consumption not existing, it kind of just cut their portfolio in half, and, you know, they weren't able to keep people busy during that, and so that they had to furlough people in that sense, and they just basically just said that they do plan to bring people back as places start to open up. But you know, whether you know it or not, that could have affected somebody or a friend of a friend, so that's unfortunate news, at least for the foreseeable future. So still happening.
It's going to be a lot of that happening over the next few months, feels like.
And then 21st Amendment.
Wow.
This is not
thought about.
Been there.
This is not.
Had it.
Necessarily looking out for. But they're doing a sparkling tropical ale. They describe it as a refreshing pop of sparkling fruit beer with a crisp tart, pineapple flavor, and sweet coconut finish, 4.2%. And it's crafted to reduce gluten. And
that's not that sparkle, the one they've had out for a while. It's a different one. Is it called Sparkle or Sparkle?
It says spark ale. Mm-hmm. There's some palm trees, and this one has some coconuts, and there's a little spark, a guy holding a sparkler.
Sounds like it's a variant. Yeah. No, thanks, bro. I'm good.
No.
I'm good. I'm good. No, thanks, man. I'm good. Let's have a water.
It's, they don't say seltzer, but they say fruit ale.
Yeah. I know what you're doing.
Oh, no, it's not seltzer.
So it's a seltzer.
No.
It's an ale. It's an ale. Definitely an ale. Because the way, you know, we brewed it with the yeast and stuff. So it's an ale. Sure. Doesn't sound too convinced.
I made an ale.
No. Yeah, we test the lab. Lab came back ale. results came back. Ale.
We got the labs.
We sent it to the lab, and they're like, I don't know. This might be, might not be a beer, guys. No, I sent it to the lab. Came back, ale. So, everything's cool. It's fine.
So, here's something that I found interesting, and it's these next two are going to be news and looking out for us. I'm just going to combine them, save some time.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's a brewery I've never heard of, which you guys might have, Block 15 Brewing.
I think I've seen those cans. It feels like I've seen Block 15 cans.
Corvallis, Oregon? Corvallis?
Yeah. Yep, that's where the college is. One of the colleges.
It says, this week, Block 15 Brewing Company will release their third year-round canned offering, Block 15 IPA. It says it'll be distributed throughout the Pacific Northwest.
Good for them.
And the can art, it almost looks like some 21st Amendment. It has this really cool kind of like sea blue color. There's a guy in an old-fashioned diving suit with like the big dome with the little brass portholes that you kind of look through and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool look. And it has the perfect description, 6.5%, pine, citrus, dank herbs, and fruits. So that's how you want an IPA to taste, in my opinion. And then they use two-row, caramel, carafoam, crystal light. And then on the hop bill, it's a little bit of new and old. There is Columbus, Apollo, Centennial, Chinook, and Citra. So, and Simcoe. Right. And they use American ale yeast. So that's everything that I want an IPA to be. So I want to try this. So maybe
I want to try to there.
Maybe Matt from Tacoma or something.
He doesn't usually send his beer, man. I don't know. Well, you never know. Maybe.
And then this last one. Here is something we have no chance of getting, so I might as well
put it out there, man. You never know.
So you've heard of a brewery called Fieldwork, right?
Yeah.
Nah.
You've heard of a brewery called Sierra Nevada, right?
Nah.
Vaguely.
So they collabed.
Ooh, man.
Oh.
They didn't collab on the big system.
Oh.
They collabed on the original 40-year-old Sierra Nevada That's what barrel I'm brew
about.
House.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I would demand if Sierra Nevada was like, hey, man, maybe we should collab. I'm like, all right, Sierra Nevada, I'll collab with you. I'll come around. We'll come around, do some collabing. But we got to do it
on
your original system. Ooh, ooh.
40-year-old Sierra Nevada 5-barrel brew house sat on a trailer in the parking lot of their torpedo room in Berkeley. Mm-hmm. After the wort finished, we transferred the liquid to a fermenter in the back of our truck and transported a few blocks away to our brewery to ferment, conditioned, and canned. There isn't very much of it, so there will be a limited of 1 4-pack per person, and there are only 125 4-packs. So only 125 people are going to be able to cop.
Look out for that secondary market. It's going to blow up.
Midnight.
So this midnight. Is going to be exclusive, is what you're saying.
It's called Midnight Garden American Stout.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
good. Nobody will ever buy it, so I get it all to myself.
Yeah, you might get it. You might get it, Nick.
Is it hazy? Is that a hazy IPA? Hazy no, stout. It's a stout, sir.
Which, in my opinion, both breweries are really good at making stouts. So now they're collabing on a small system. Has to be amazing.
All right. Come on, guys. Come on. Hook us up. We know those Chino listeners got Chico. Chino Chicos.
Chicos.
NorCal listeners. Get us in on that, man. Just one.
Well, I mean, if this...
Sierra Nevada, come on, man. Hook us up.
This happened in Berkeley. Maybe we got to talk to somebody like old Tim Decker.
Tim Decker. Paul from Fairfax.
Yep.
Let's go.
What's his name in Santa Rosa?
Guy Fieri.
No.
Charles Schultz. Charles Schultz.
I'm blanking on his name. I feel so bad right now.
We referenced him earlier.
Blue Ox? No.
Benj Clark.
Benj Clark. There we go. God damn it.
I forget. I know this. I know. We have so many colorful characters that listen to the Perfect Boar. Sometimes it's hard to keep them straight. By the way, that Waza Corvette beer, that Double Goat from Amador Brewing, is a delicious beer. I'm enjoying it. I might go through this a little too quickly here.
Crush it, bro.
I'm going to crush it.
Yeah, crush it.
That's what you got? Hoptologist SD? Oh.
Yeah, it's Matt's got a ways to go.
It's going down good.
It's going down good.
Is that what you got, Matt?
Got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
I'm still waiting for see that indie symbol on my Sculpins. Mm. The market has Sculpin and Sculpin variants, and I keep looking at the packages, man. And yeah. It still looks like pre-rebuyout in un-indie Sculpin. I want to see that.
Do they date their bottles?
It's all cans. I think they had all cans at the market. Okay. I believe.
You might have to break one open and check some dates.
Yeah, I don't know. But
see if it's pre or post.
I wonder if the indie logo should be on the outside on that cardboard six pack. Which sucks those damn people in the cardboard six pack and then they don't put the dates on the outside of the cardboard.
No, like, they're still on the cans.
I got to start just bringing a little glue stick with me. And then popping open that cardboard and looking and then re-gluing that cardboard back.
Wow. Like you're sneaking in mail and gluing them back.
Mm-hmm. But, oh, yeah. I'll be excited to see that when I can buy a Sculpin again. This is the end of the craft beer week. Did you guys have a fun craft beer week? Did you have
wonderful
fun?
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I virtually tried many beers.
I lived it up all week, man. A great week in craft beer.
Yeah, podcast. Doesn't that count?
Yeah, it should. So Left Hand was talking with craft beer. I think it was craftbeer.com. And they're saying that basically their tap room is, even though they're doing, walk-up sales, take-out, pick-up sales, that their revenue was cut in half, basically. Their tasting room's revenue is down 50%.
Half would still be surprising.
Do you think that's pretty high, Matt, to be you? I mean, Tioga's more unique of taverns being as you guys are a big event space, more so than somebody that, because I don't think that Left Hand didn't look like it was a major event space. It was just, it was a pretty big tap room, but still it was just a tap room. And Tioga has huge events. Like, I would imagine you guys probably don't want to talk about numbers, but 50% seems like pretty good. Like, if you're doing 50% of what you were doing before, seems pretty good.
That seems amazing.
So, I mean, not all breweries are either able or can focus or did focus on being sold in retail stores. So, if you were draft focused in bars, and now you're only limited to your tap room, that really does limit you.
Yeah.
If you still have to-go sales plus retail, then that's a little bit different. But what's the saying? A rising tide raises all ships or something like that?
Rising tide floats all boats. Something like
so that.
So that, goats my goats.
That would be the saying for a tap room. So the tap room kind of raises the tide and it takes care of the other parts of the brewery that maybe aren't as profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be manufacturing or production or sales or distribution, whatever it might be. So if you, you know, because you have to think about it. If you put beer in a restaurant or if you put beer on a store shelf, you make your money when you send it to the distributor. You don't get any sort of kickback on it beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sell it directly to the customer at your own facility, there's a higher profit margin. So that, you know, because it's the same price to the end user, but there's no middleman in between there. So you just have to think about it that way. If you can't have people come in and drink beer, that limits your income from that. And that could be used for something to pay bills elsewhere.
Right. Just limits the hell out of you.
Yeah.
Especially anybody that isn't in a grocery store is really hurting. Basically, like, at least if you're in a grocery store, you're getting that. But it feels like because the distributors are paring down so much now, and it's like, I would think now it's got to be harder for, did we talk about this or some, but the, for a smaller brewery for to stay on and a portfolio for a distributor, that has a mix of things of independent beer and bigger beer. And I think it's a smaller brewery's got to be really vulnerable right now to get dropped by a distributor just in favor of, because everybody seems to be buying safely the beer wise right now and not taking chances. And it's like, even it was bad enough for a small brewery to get themselves in a grocery store. Now it's going to be even tougher, it seems like.
Yeah. It's an interesting market for sure. It's a whole different world out there.
Oh, so hope everyone can hang on.
Here's a good example. Maybe 5-6 years ago, Society Brewing, they said we wouldn't be caught dead canning our IPAs.
Right.
And it's publicly known one of the owners left.
Right.
And they started canning their beers.
Yeah. I wonder
in
what
2020.
I wonder what the correlation was with that. That's weird. The society said we will never distribute our beer. Go fuck yourselves for asking that question. All right, sorry, bro. Then a person leaves, and then 1 month later, you can get our beer everywhere.
And so not only did they can beer and put it in local stores in San Diego, people like us in Fresno, California, 7 hours away, actually saw it pop up at our local craft beer joint.
Yeah, man. Remember that? We were when our buddy Mike was down there at Society, Society was number one in San Diego. Yeah. Fun. And now we can get in Fresno. So it's over.
Right?
We don't need you.
That's an example of the times.
This is where we're at, guys. We can get Society beer. I mean, come on. All right. Well, glad we're having a good time. I'm having a good time. Are you guys having a good time?
Wonderful time.
Wonderful. If I call you tonight and leave you a voicemail, will you drink all the beer and tell me your side? Yeah, thank you, Paul. you can get on the show if you're like, man, there's content that they're not talking about that I would totally would if I was on the show. Well, you can do it yourself, man. We're leaving it open for you. You can email us, perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. Record something on your phone. Try to keep it under 3 minutes. And just send that file to us. We'll play it, man. Even if it's a 3-minute podcast, which I just love it. If you can just keep a continuous podcast going, we'll play that too. Or you can call just a traditional voicemail, drunk voicemail call, 559-492-0542. We'll play that too. And if you wake up the next morning, you're like, God, shit, guys, don't play that voicemail, man. I did not mean to do that. And we may or may not still play it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Depends on how we're feeling. Here's our first voicemail of the week.
Hey, Perfect Four. XL calling here in Buffalo.
XL.
Lockdown. Not much going on, but haven't called in a while. Just wanted to call and say hey. Make sure everybody's okay. Give a big cheers to the people that have been showing up on the Friday night Zooms. That's been fun. Hopefully that can continue even after lockdown, maybe. I feel fortunate. My wife and I were both able to work from home, so we haven't been hit financially from the lockdown, aside from all the trips to the liquor store. So,
yes.
Hope everyone's doing all right. Oh, Scotty B, he was talking about how he used to always listen on his commute, and I'm kind of in the same boat. I always listen to the show and other podcasts on my commute, and trying to fit it in during the workday is kind of tough. It's hard to pay attention and focus. So, but I did find myself with about an hour between meetings the other day, and I had about an hour and a half of your show to listen to. So I cranked the speed up to 1.5 on my player, and it's a totally different show. Everybody's peppy. Yeah. It's happy. It's almost like the caffeinated pour. Even guys like Al Green and Scotty B, who got that nice mellow drawl, they're kind of real peppy and snappy. All of Paul's songs kind of have a little bit of punk edge to them. So next time you're trying to get the show in, take Fast it up to Paul. 1.5. See what you think. All right. Cool. Hope everybody's well. Grab a beer. Check your dates, especially right now. Check your dates. You never know what's left out there. And I'll talk to you guys later. Keep up the lockdown. Keep up the lockdown. Keep up the lockdown, guys.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Oh, good call, XM.
Was that a variant?
Even he sounded at 1.5, just saying.
I
picked up our rhythm.
I think we're best at 1.2, 1.3. I think that's a solid spot for us. As an avid podcast listener, I do change up my speeds depending on time I have and depending on the show, what kind of information. Sometimes if it's a show where I just like, I enjoy the show. I mean, I'm listening, so I must enjoy the show at some point. But sometimes I just want to get through the information and I'll put it on 2. I'll listen on 2 times. Ooh,
how do you focus?
Yeah, you kind of hear. It's just like, I just need to hear what they talked about kind of thing. And
damn.
If 1.5 is a pretty solid one. But if it's like a show I really like, and I'll leave it alone. I won't change the speed. But, you know, speed changes are good. XO brings up a good point. But yeah, it does. You listen to us at one point, like, you know, a little bit faster. It just feels like we're a little more professional somehow. Yeah. All right, thanks, XL, as we continue on. One of the voicemails, and this one comes from across the Sierras.
Push record. Let's do it. Let's do this.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It is Wednesday.
Hi, Colin and Janine.
How you guys doing?
We're trying to squeeze in a call because we keep forgetting.
I heard you guys are going to drink some beer tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah. We've been we've been Zooming every Friday night and talking with a bunch of you guys. So we've been working
I got to see Mikey a little fired up on the Zoom. He like he got in there. He gave me some shit. It was good.
I drank too much.
Really good. So, Mikey, what's up, Mikey? He also invited everybody to his house for a pool party, and he said we could all stay there.
Oh, shit. I did that?
Yep, we're planning on going.
I don't know if that was
the
beer
time. We're getting the car packed as we speak.
Yeah, and the Yeti.
We're bringing all the Yetis.
No, we can't do that.
We're bringing all.
We're going to run out of money for ice.
Anyways, that bird up.
And we've been doing some fun stuff around the house, like repurposing the kiddie pool as our own little jacuzzi.
That was fun.
This is not jacuzzi.
The kiddie pool for a good amount of time because we have hot water in our backyard because we know a plumber.
Yep.
Hot and cold spigot wins every time.
Yeah, so we had some warm water. We just hung out. We had a few beers. That was awesome.
That was a good day.
It was fun. Other than that, what else have we been doing?
Well, I've been noticing that Weldworks is getting some national attention lately, just basically among beer geeks. I know we've been sending you guys Weldworks for quite some time, but right now it seems to be the hot thing.
Yeah.
Not as hot as Treehouse or maybe The Alchemist, but those guys are really killing it up there. So I'm going to make a run up there tomorrow with my friend, and we're going to bring a cooler, and we're going to pick up some of their good stuff. And I might get a couple of 2-packs of the Oreo.
It's cookies and cream.
Oreo,
which is Nick's favorite ice cream flavor, as we learned.
Achromatic. But they're $18 for now what we call a 16-ounce 2-pack, which is kind of expensive for beer. But I guess we're going to pay it. We'll see how it goes. I know Jay wants one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Hopshound.
Hopshound has enough beer.
What else? Other than that, we've been driving around to breweries on our Saturdays and picking up some beer to go.
Yeah, we do pickups.
We haven't opened up anything yet, except for elective surgery. and I guess some salons.
Oh, thank God.
I guess hair salons.
Elective surgery.
Yeah, I guess hair salons are back open. Things can start to get back to normal. We just want to sit down with friends. You know, I think everybody does. Have a beer, so we're going to look forward to that. Hopefully it all works out. We don't do some rebound shit with the coronavirus, but
I hope everyone's staying safe.
Yep. You might be getting a package in the mail. I can hook you guys up maybe with a little something when I go to Weldworks. We'll see.
So. Yep. Oh, and we want you to
keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Bam, 3 minutes.
Keep up the good work. They nailed it. They still had 3 seconds left, but okay.
What?
Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks, Colin and Janine. Yeah, Weldworks getting all crazy. It's all over the place.
You get a Weldworks.
Yes, please.
That I was given Colin, because Colin kept going to some other Zoom. Their neighbors were doing a Zoom. So we'd go over the neighbors and get in on their Zoom. And I was Colin, we're not important enough for that. I'm sorry, everyone on the Zoom. I got to. There's something going on with Zooming. It wasn't even just the perfect pour. I've done this with a group of friends that do a Zoom. And it's like, maybe it's just because you're with people, quote unquote, with people, that it's just the drinking goes a lot easier. You drink more, and maybe it's because nobody's there in reality with you that you're just like, I'll just keep drinking. And it's almost like a rookie thing right now where we haven't figured out how the proper etiquette is for Zooming, because I've just been drinking way too much. Like I drank that freaking perfect pour Zoom. I think I had 6 beers, 2 of them being 16-ounce beers, and that's something I never do.
Oh, shit.
And I didn't make it through. Like, I left the Zoom, but I was still there, but left the Zoom. Like, I went inside and passed out for a while. And then I was like, oh, shit, I still got that Zoom going on out there, man. So I don't really even know what happened. Who knows what I did on there. Hopefully the Zoom was over by the time I came back, because... you gotta watch out, guys. It's just a PSA for everyone Zooming out there and drinking. If you're like me, you'll just keep drinking and making mistakes.
Woo.
So be careful.
I'm drinking.
Continue with the voicemails.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me? Not driving. I was driving today, Scotty though. Gotta be. And that means that I got to listen to some of the show. I'm still far, far behind. You guys still are making the show, right?
Like, who knows, man? It might be over.
I'm like 3 or 4 episodes behind. Yep, I'm still a big, fat behind. And I listened to this show, and during the voicemails, the one where Chu's talking about how his brother and sister and parents got the COVID, and like as soon as I got home from driving, I text him like, oh, man, I'm so far behind. How's your family doing, Chief? And then he said everybody's healthy and back to work and stuff, so you guys probably already know that, but I'm still far behind. So far behind, guys. I'm just like ashamed of myself. I feel so shamed. Bad person for not listening to the show more. I don't know. It's so hard for me to listen to the show when I'm not driving. It's just something I do when I'm driving, and I don't drive other than short trips. But I did take a trip from Sanger to Clovis and back.
That's so not really it.
Wow.
I got to hear some voicemails. Oh, I got to hear a good chunk of that show from 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'm not sure which one it is. I'm not looking at it right now. Oh, but let me tell you about something that happened. What happened? So,
okay.
I went to that MGA liquor store on Herndon and Clovis by In-N-Out. And I just got a variety of stuff.
And
the guy is so nice. He's like, maybe I shouldn't say this because everybody else is going to want a free beer. But he's like, hey, why don't you pick something else you can have for free? So I picked something else.
Hey, Scotty, I'll
do another voicemail about what that is later. But I got a couple of those big 19.2-ounce Ordervilles, double dry hopped Ordervilles.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? I didn't check
those
the date.
Those are amazing.
I poured it. I smelled it. I'm like, whoa, this smells, has that old hoppy beer smell. The hops have dropped out. And I look under the can, 122. That's right, 122. That's like 4 months ago. Not great for a hoppy beer. I'm sure it was great back in February or early March. Not so great mid-May. Yeah, it was rough.
Yep.
Don't worry, I drank it anyway.
I hope you still drank it, Sky.
But anyway, that's my story, guys. So keep up the great work.
Get back.
Hope
back.
Everything's super. Sanger.
Sanger. I like that new call off. I hope everything's super. I'm using that. Thanks, Scotty B. Thanks for trying and attempting to listen. We all got to figure out how to listen to, you know, people that did it on commutes and don't have commutes anymore. We got to get them back in the fold, man. Podcast listening has dropped off about 20% during this whole thing. So we got to get those people back in and find ways to listen without a commute or being at work or something, man. We got one traditional voicemail this week, and let's see what's going
to
happen here.
Hey, James again. I forgot to mention earlier on the podcast that even though it was great to go out, what was kind of disturbing was the 3 local breweries we have here in Waco. None of them had beer on tap, so we had to drink Sam Adams, which isn't all that bad, but none of the local breweries had any beer on tap. Hopefully, that's not a bad sign going down the road. See you guys.
Oh, I think I missed James's call before. Sorry about that. Here we go.
Out
of context.
Hey,
out of context.
Just letting you guys know, Texas had kind of a soft opening yesterday, so we were able to go out to eat for the first time in, I don't know, a month and a half. And it was pretty nice. It was nice to get back out, the way Seth practiced there. Safety, the chairs were set up, you know, for 25%, but it was just really cool to get back out, see some people we haven't seen in a while, and hopefully this is the first step to getting back to normalcy. So hopefully the rest of the country is following and we get rid of this once and for all and everybody can get back to work. Anyway, you guys have a great day. Hope you're safe. and keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work. Bye. Do you, Matt, do you guys have a plan yet for June 1st? Is there going to be anything different for you guys until June 1st? Is it pretty much, because in Fresno, I think that's right at the moment, it could change. June 1st is when things are going to open up. And I assume there's going to be like some restrictions for a place like Tioga as far as distance and stuff.
So, tap rooms without food are considered phase 3, which I don't believe are as soon as June.
Oh, okay.
CCBA is working on some guidelines to say that if you work with a food vendor or a food truck, you could open sooner if phase 2 is granted in your county. Obviously, the state has to say, plus the county, you know, and the city and all that. All three tiers have to agree to it. But what it's looking like is if you have dining space open, you know, the 6 feet spacing and people are seated and they agree to be at the same table, all of those things, it's like you could only serve beverages if they order food. It's not the other way around. Hmm. Where you just have beverages and you might get food. It's you right. have to get food.
Oh, that's so interesting. So I better order some food truck stuff so I can drink.
Yeah. Phase 3 seems like it'll be a little bit more relaxed where you can kind of, it could be food or beer, not necessarily both to operate. But if breweries are getting in phase 2 to open up, it's, you know, you're going to get your pizza pie with your double IPA.
Yay.
Tacos.
So we'll see how Jack. That goes.
Pizza.
Tacos. Pizza. Tacos.
Pizza.
Tacos.
Okay, we'll compromise. Calzones.
All right, I'm down with that. I love a good calzone.
It's like pizza, but the taco.
It's like pizza, but it's like if you put the crust together. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, Mama Mia. I had Mama Mia's earlier. I didn't have calzone. I had the gnocchi. Almost always have gnocchi.
Have you drunk walked to Mama Mia's yet because you're happy hour out in the front yard?
No, you're closer to Mama Mia's for that. And for me to do that, I have to cross a major intersection. And then I drunk crossing a major intersection, bad news. Especially when in Fresno, if you're at a crosswalk at a major intersection, everybody that's stopped at the light is just watching you. Like, this is all you do. You're like, look at that. That's a pedestrian right there. He's going to cross the road. Let's watch this guy. What's he up to? There's something.
Let's hit him.
There's something wrong with this guy. This is going to be good. Watch. He's going to walk right out in front. You watch.
That's right.
So, yeah, I've got more encumbrance, but you can just get, you know, you don't have to cross any intersections. You can just.
That's true.
Nice straight shot. Yeah.
Same side, bro.
Just
same
went side. Right there in the Mama Mia's. I ordered a fucking pizza earlier. Where is it? Okay,
give
sir.
Me
we're
a
gonna
meatball
get a,
sub.
I want a cider ranch. You better give me that cider ranch. Okay, okay.
I ain't paying extra. This ain't me and Ed's.
This ain't me and Ed's. You just give that to me, all right? I want a full side. Not a little ranch. I want a full side of ranch.
Full ranch, please. Just give me the bottle.
Just give me your bottle. Ranch bottle.
Give me the bottle. Right now.
Well, thanks everyone for calling to the show. We appreciate your contribution to this effort of entertaining people during the COVID and during life. It's what we've been doing here this whole time, man. She called me up, left me a voicemail. Why don't I have that? I don't have it. But she didn't know my name.
I like when Mikey sings real bad on the show. That's my favorite part.
Five stars.
Five stars.
God damn it. I keep doing that.
Yeah.
That's fine, Paul, but I'm looking out for this. This. Are you looking out for beers? I mean, we heard some earlier. We know of some. Are there others?
Yeah, I think you were looking for this, right?
She called me up.
Yeah.
Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
That was the song that I was looking for.
Well, good, because now you have time to edit it in the right place.
Yeah, Yep, going to do that.
Get right on that
one. Yep. Everyone, it's going to be a smooth transition.
Did you put that in your field notes?
Yes, I'm putting that in my field notes now. Make sure to edit at the 122 mark when Matt did the song. No. Hi, future Mikey. There you go. Noted.
I'm kind of afraid to go into Moroa's shell, considering we're still in shelter in place, but I really want some.
I've had the same thought. Like some of these places, like, dude, I used to be, I would go into a mini mart bare minimum once a day because I like to get a soda. I like to get a draft soda.
Soda
from the draft. Get a little.
You used to open fresh. The door with your teeth. And,
yeah. I used to lick everything inside. Do all that shit. Now I don't go at all.
Touch all the rolling food.
Like, I used to at least get one soda a day, sometimes two draft sodas a day. I don't get any anymore. I carry a couple cans in my lunch pail of soda, and that's what I do. Yeah. So I miss going into places, but I was thinking about Moroa Shell the other, I'm not calling out Moroa Shell in particular. Just mini marts in general. I'm just like, I just don't go inside now. There's so many people walking inside those places. I'm just like, that's a big dice roll in there.
Yeah. It's not as big as the Walmart where we're safe from the virus.
Oh yeah, Walmart. We're taking your temperature, so you're fine. Come in and shop.
But that's the thing, is I want Montucky and I want society. And I know they're both there. I'm like, if only I could bring myself to go inside, I could have both. But I haven't been able to do that.
Well, do you have access to latex gloves at all?
Oh, like, yeah, no, disposable? I keep nitrile gloves in the truck.
And then put your mask on, put your latex gloves on, and just keep it. And just go in with your hazmat suit style and get in there and get out.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, now I can't even fart in the cold box. You got to be very careful.
No, it's true. It travels through the air. Yeah, I read a thing earlier this evening that it'll stay in the air for like 6 hours, 3 hours, six. It's like, son of a bitch. God dang it. Can't do anything now.
Did you know you can ingest it and have it affect you?
And have it affect you?
Yeah. So it affects you if it goes through your sinuses or eyes or that kind of part, but you can ingest it, pass it through your digestive without infecting you.
I can eat it then. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why they say don't worry.
That's good news. I'm putting that in the good news category.
That's why they say don't worry about the food because you ingest the food. It's if you touch the container that somebody else touched and you touch your face, that's the problem. It's not eating the food.
All right. That's good. So. See, that's good news. We're upbeat now, guys. We're doing good. We could eat all we want.
Yeah. Just don't touch your face.
Don't touch things.
I'm touching everything.
No.
I go down the beer aisle and touch every beer. Pick it up. Look at it. No, don't want that. Don't want this. Nope, don't want it.
I know. I was doing that the other, nope, thinking about that the other day too. I was, or it might have even been tonight. I was like, I'm picking up the beer and looking at the dates. I'm checking dates. And I'm like, no, that date's shit. Put it back. That date's shit. Put it back. I'm like, oh no, I'm irresponsible. I'm touching things and putting them back.
So mean.
Yeah. So sorry. Look, I think we're Matt's looking out for. That's where we're at.
I just told you.
God dang it. Well, I don't know, man. What do I know?
You were right here.
No, I was off doing some other stuff, man. I'm sorry.
Are you drinking triple IPAs on a Zoom?
I'm just drinking doubles, man. I should be fine. I'm fine.
Yeah. What could possibly go
wrong? Honey, you're being kind of loud. I'm just drinking doubles, okay? I can't be being loud. I'm just drinking doubles. It's not like I'm drinking triples, okay? Jeez. Gosh, always on me. Gosh. Nick.
I'm Chuck Skip.
Nicky. And you're looking out for beers. Oh, jeez. That's crass, dude.
It's that time of night.
We're a family show.
I am looking out for this Wild Works cookies and cream of all things. That would be very nice. Aww. Yes, please.
Janine, I'm sad
it cost so much money.
Why you have to
$18 for a 2-pack?
Now, this is where we're at, people. 2 packs. They're selling 2 packs,
and they've got a 2-pack,
and they're $18. Give me a 2-er.
You guys got 2 packs.
Two packs still alive. By the way, 2-pack and Elvis are both still alive.
There you go. Shit. Why did I not hear that before?
You heard it now.
I heard it now. 2-pack. Okay. Yes, that's what I'm looking out for. Thank you. Good night.
All right. I have 2 slice beers I'm looking out for. Slice, the hot Sacramento area brewer Slice. Golden Triangles. It is a pure mosaic hazy double IPA from freaking Slice, making a mosaic dipa. Oh my God, that's got to be good. So I'm looking out for that. Just came out today, Friday. Slice, another Slice beer company, Mac Salad West Coast double IPA with mosaic Amarillo and Citra. So, either one of those beers have got to be good. High Wire Brewing Company. If you never heard of them, they're out of Asheville, North Carolina. And I'm just mentioning them because they've got, I like the name of this beer in the can. It's there. Here's the whole name of the beer. Donate to service industry workers by drinking this beer. That's the name of the beer. It's a SIPA, and the portion of the beer goes to the North Carolina Restaurant Workers Relief Fund and the USBG National Charity Foundation. So that's a good thing. Good charity to be doing right now. And it's a cool name. I just like it. And Great Notion. This one, I'm a little late on this one. I didn't notice it until now, but it's a couple months old. But I'm still throwing it out there because it's Great Notion from Portland, and it's called DDH Plump, and it's just Citra and Mosaic, and it's Great Notion. So it's got to be damn good.
Damn, that's quite the combo.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's still floating around, but I'm still putting it out in the universe as a looking out for. Are you guys doing all right? Did you open up any new beers? Did I miss anything?
I got Golden Daydreams from Burning Barrel.
Oh, I think that's new. I don't think you talked about that yet.
Golden Milk Stout. Contain lactose.
Warning. Contains lactose.
Warning.
Oh, wait, did I give you that one?
Apparently.
I thought I gave that to Mikey.
Oops. The hell, dude? I would have really enjoyed that.
I was like, sorry, real Mikey. Stouts, brother. Golden Stouts, Mikey. It makes total sense.
I like Golden Stouts.
I did not read the golden part, so it was a complete surprise when I opened the beer and it poured it out.
You're what like, a mess. What is this?
God. I said stout. It is stout.
This COVID thing's really affected me now. I'm really...
I have no memory. Mess.
What a mess.
What but a disaster.
I made sure you got the red bus, which had a bus.
Yeah. So. I was like, how did Matt not keep this one?
I wanted to, but the beer style made sense for you.
Oh, look at
it. Yeah, it's a nice vanilla stout.
Matt making sacrifices.
No. Oh.
Crazy man. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. It's an app, guys. I don't know if you've heard about these things. They're a new thing. You put on your phone called apps, and one of them is a beer drinking app. It's called Untappd. You can show off all your beers.
Look at the beer I'm drinking today.
And Bearded Brewer 87's on it. What did you do this week?
I had a Tokyo Black Porter.
Aw. Oh, I remember that beer. It was on
sale from Spokeasy.
The Spokeasy. They had a big sale this week, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Cheap-ass beers. Several
beers under a Lincoln, I will say that much.
Wow.
And, or a couple... George Washington's, if you will.
Washington's.
Some General Sherman IPA. Been sipping on that consistently. Picked up a 16-ounce can of Sierra Nevada Pale for good old times. Since I haven't been able to go out to Tower and have that one more beer I should regret, I had it at home.
I'll do it at home.
Yeah.
I'll just wander around the neighborhood. That will be my thing I regretted doing.
Oh, man, I got so drunk I wandered around the neighborhood last night.
Instead of wandering around Tower, now you just wander around your own neighborhood.
Wandering around the Zoom?
Yeah.
Philadelphia experiment from Hen House Brewing. It featured Enigma hops, which is very well-known and... preferred by local brewer Matt Vaught of Fortiter Brewing.
Oh,
wow.
He does Enigma Pale Ale, so
wow.
I was happy to see Hen House do so.
Enigma Hops. Is there a taproom update for Fortiter at all? With all this going on, is Fortiter Brewing, is that, do you know, Matt, is there stuff happening still there? Or are they being able... I know construction is limited as far as and stuff. Do you know anything?
No update.
No update. Okay. There you go. We'll wait on that for later.
There you go.
I had a couple of Montuckies. And then I had a Hazy 394. Did not prefer it as much as the regular 394.
The Tony Gwynn beer. Wow, I want to try that still though.
Try it, dude. Do it.
All right, we'll try it.
Was at the undisclosed location. Sorry, not gonna out anybody. I had a row 2 Hill 56 over the weekend.
Whoa,
Interesting.
Really good beer. Really, 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 really good beer.
Should I tell the mayor what you're up to? Like, do I need to report this now?
Hey.
Should I report this to Gary Bredefield?
Well, no. Tell Brand. Tell Brandel. He'll probably care. The mayor said you should not be afraid to see your family. So,
okay.
Mr. Lee Brand.
The mayor. Lee Brand. Said you can see your family. So that's what he did.
So the mayor said this is fine. Okay, I could do it.
He did.
Yeah. We're distancing.
Zoro Lime. Got to check out one of those. Light Fighter from Zach's. Dog Ears from Bike Dog Brewing. Another Montucky.
Montucky.
And those were some beers that I've been caught drinking.
Find Matt there on the Untaps. Bearded Brewer 87. Mm-hmm. Be friends. And comment on his check-ins.
Cool.
There you go. Just comment. Just say, cool. So doesn't matter what beer, what it was about. Just go, cool. Mm-hmm.
Like six O's in there.
The Nick 80 on a tap. Yes. What the hell were you drinking?
Some Bike Dog Zebra Pants, I think. Oh,
yeah. That's a beer.
Yep.
I can confirm.
That's a beer.
That is a beer.
Oh, you too have been to the market, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I shared that Row 2 Hill 56 with the Bearded Brewer. I think we had a Pliny.
May have had a Pliny. I don't know. I don't remember.
Friday Night Zoom beer was the Velvet Leisure Suit from Alvarado. What else? I think I had...
What else, bro?
A Light Fighter from Zach's.
Zach's Brewing.
Zach's a Brewing. There was another beer Friday afternoon. I don't recall what it was.
Oh, afternoon beer.
But well, it was nice.
Last week you said you're like all about, you know, day drinking out in the... outsides with the stouts and stuff. So
yeah,
must have been a stout.
Oh, maybe I did take a photo of it.
A photo.
I think I posted a photo.
Honey, why are you taking a picture of that beer?
It's going to be relevant later. Okay, babe.
Documenting it. I did a document. Scrolling, there it is. It is a dark beer, but I did not say what it was.
Oh, come on, Nick.
Yeah, but it was a stout for sure.
Sure.
Possibly an old Rasputin.
Very probably old Rasputin. Yeah. What else? Is that all things?
Bike Dog, Russian River, Alvarado. Yep, that was all the things.
All right. Ooh, Untapp's trying to get me to go to that virtual beer festival you were talking about, Nick.
There you go. They want you.
Yep. They're like, come on, bro. I'm going to dismiss.
Bye.
What did I do this week? I had a faction, a new faction beer I had not had before. Wow. Maybe Matt's had this, but I know he is a big faction guy. He's got to miss that faction beer garden where you can just look at this San Francisco skyline as you're drinking.
The best view.
Oh, best view ever.
I mean, they're in an old hangar, so.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's I think the number is 18, hangar 18. I'm not sure.
18
but,
in Oakland.
But
can make it a reference.
Yes, I am.
Are you making a Megadeth reference?
Really good building they're in, but yeah, you're looking out at San Francisco and drinking a beer. There's nothing better than that.
I gotta go, man. I'm tired of seeing that view and never experiencing it. But so I had a new one for. I guess it's a new one from them. It was new to me, at least. West Cap IPA, a very nice beer. It's a different. It's not what you would think it would. I don't know what you would think it would be, but it's some different new hops in there. Enjoyed it. I had a weekend vibes from Coronado Brewing. Too many of those on the stupid freaking get it. Perfect pour get it on the internet.
Stupid internet.
A revision IPA. Had a six pack of that revision.
Nice.
It was a fresh six pack too from the Save Marts. And,
wow, strange.
Matt is sending pictures now of Faction's view. He's like, look at this view. It's a view.
It's really not cool. Walkable.
That's pretty much all.
And
I had.
When you get done with beer, you can walk over to St. George. And when you're done with distillery tasting, then you can walk over to Almanac. So,
oh, wow. Nice. Okay.
It's a whole day.
It's a whole day. Just stay there in Oakland. Why bother?
And then when you're done with that, you could also go to Admiral Malting. So,
Admiral Malting. Then you can get in an Uber and go over to field work. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. And then go see a punk show at Gilman. Oh, well, that's all. Drinking Dorktown on the untaps. We're having fun. Doing a show. And it's time for what, guys? It's time for this.
Cheese.
Cheese. You get cheese. You get a cheese.
Yowzer.
Nick, your voice.
What's happening?
You just spoke up, so you get to do some cheers.
Damn it. Last time I speak.
That's what you get in class.
Just kidding.
Get the attention of the teacher. No, you're going to get called on, dude.
Tell the class what's so important right now.
What's so important right now, Nick, okay? What's so important? What are you talking about? What's so important? What cheers are so important to you right now?
I just want to say cheers to the Zacks because I'm worried about them and I hope they're doing all right. And I think they are, but it sucks right now. You know, they're just getting good going and then this shit happened. So
yeah,
cheers to them. Hope they're doing okay.
Zacks Brewing, man. If you were in the Fresno area and you have the ability at all to go pick up some Zacks, they've got a good COVID system going there. You can order it online, pay for it all online. Pick the time you want to go get it. Go pull in the parking lot, hang out. They'll come bring it out to you, drop it off, boom. Clean.
Boom.
And you get all the beer you want. Do it in a very pristine way. So, yeah, go get some Zacks, man, right now.
Yeah. Do it.
Order online, save some time.
There you go.
What's going on?
And then go over to the Tioga, I guess, and get some beer.
Oh yeah, of course Tioga. Fresno's first love, but
Tioga's. What else, Nick?
That's good? My cheers.
All right, that's good. Matt. Cheersing?
I mean, cheers out to Wazoo for donating beers, even with shelter in place. And cheers out to Tony Bags for getting some kilo in Fresno.
Wait, so. Yeah, I still haven't had this kilo. So wait, is Tony Bags distributing kilo? What's the link here? Because I want to know. Because I'll support it even more if it's linked in.
Safety Sue.
Safety Sue.
Works for the kilo.
Okay.
And is the lady friend of the Tony Bags. So,
well, lady friend.
Hey, man. So
there you go.
Kilo.
They both came to town and dropped some kilo. So,
damn it, I need to get me some kilo.
Wow.
Looking out for kilo.
Oh. You're stepping back.
Yeah. Let's get back to looking out for it. Kilo. All of it. So thanks, Bearded Brewer. And cheers to our golden gods. The ones still hanging out and helping the show keep running smoothly. We thank you guys. Thanks to the golden gods. They donate money to the show every month. And it pays all our bills, man. So we appreciate it. We have our bills paid because of the Golden Gods, all the bills that a beer podcast would have, they pay for it. And we're like, chill, man. We can just chill out. Don't have to worry. Thank you, guys. Cheers to that. And if you can still do it now, we appreciate it. If you can't, if life has affected it so you can't, do not feel guilty about dropping us. We'll be all right. But we still appreciate you being able to hang on. Thanks all to the Golden Gods. Patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to be one of those cool peeps, you get into the private Facebook group and you get some bonus show with the tailgate and whatever else things we can come up with. So thanks, guys. Really appreciate the gods on the forum and just the golden gods in general. Also, cheers to Faction Brewing. I know we're just talking about Faction, but Faction, whoever does the social media for Faction, especially in particular the Instagram, cheers to them. Because whenever I do something, when I check in a beer, do something on Instagram with Faction, they'll acknowledge it and say something about it. And not every brewery does, like a lot, basically most breweries don't acknowledge anything. But when I do something with our social media on Faction will acknowledge it. And it's like, hey, man, appreciate it. I'm like, you're doing what a brewery should be doing and interacting with your fans. And so many breweries don't. So appreciate whoever's Faction's got doing their social media. Cheers to them. And just cheers to everybody in the industry right now that's still hanging on and doing everything you can. All the reps that, you know, navigating this world that we live in and all the breweries and the brewery staff having to figure this all out and everybody in the industries associated with beer, man, really appreciate to what you're doing, and we're always thinking about you. So big cheers to you guys and cheers to everyone that listens to the show and hangs out with us every week, man. So I think we're cool. You guys good?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
All right. For Nick and Matt, this is Mikey. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Be safe.
Uh-huh.
Have fun.
No.
You still gotta have fun. You can be safe and have fun. It's a thing. But check your dates, though. Huh? You disagree?
Uh...
You took too long with your ah. No, you can have fun.
Oh, fun's left.
No fun for you.
No. Oh, cheers. Cheers to, oh, Jerry Stiller. Oh, damn it. Now I ended the show on a down note. Damn it.
Can you believe he was only in 28 episodes the whole Seinfeld?
What?
But he seems like such a main character.
He, because he nailed every single bit of right? thing he did. He like nailed it. You know about the cups? Yeah, Dad. Know about the cups.
Yeah, 23 of 180. Can you believe that?
Damn it. There will never be a better character. George's dad. Cheers. Cheers. Go watch some Seinfeld and drink some beers. All right.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's Jazz. Aw, shit. Yeah. Bert, you get it. Going down this Friday. Lockdown edition. You know how we do it. Yeah. That's right, yo. This Friday. Bert, you get it. So, probably wondering how to get in on this. Easy. Hit me up on Untap, Mr. Jazz, and I give you all the details. That's M to the R to the J to the A to the Z. Simple as that, yo.
Peace.
Portland.